Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, August 22nd. The grains have opened up here. We've got corn down 7.5 cents at 9.15. We've got wheat up a penny, beans up a penny, kind of a mixed overnight, kind of a mixed morning here this morning. But the Dow Jones is down 440 points. Crude oil is down 377 a barrel. The dollar is up 51 ticks. If we close up here right now, we're at 108.61, would be a new high close on the dollar. So obviously, recession fears, higher interest rates are all pushing the equity markets lower here. The silver's down 17. Gold's down 11. So I think that's, you know, weighing on the crude oil and everything else out here. But the weather, we initially opened up the beans about 6-7 higher. They were higher and lower overnight, but I think mainly they're reacting and firm here because the weather in Nebraska and Kansas still looks pretty dry. So I think that's adding a little support. Now, for the week, we've got crop. First, we've got the export inspections at 10 o'clock this morning. They should be okay. Then we get 3 o'clock crop progress. You know, I would think the beans would be steady-ish, maybe corn down 1% to 2%. We'll see where that goes. But I think the big news out there for the week is the Pro Farmer crop tour kicks off today, finishes up on Thursday with the results on Friday. You know, I think they're going to see some really good corn depending on where they go. I think they're going to see some pretty bad corn. I think uniformly the beans will be in fairly good shape, but they're only recording pod counts out here, but I would think the pod counts would be pretty high. So, you know, everybody knows the situation with the corn. Now the demand side comes into it. You know, are the Chinese going to take more grain from us? I don't know that I see that. I think they're going to try to get as much grain as they can from Argentina and from Brazil. When they can't, then they'll come to us. But that's assuming they don't take Taiwan or move on Taiwan. If they do, my guess is the U.S. will immediately sanction them, and that'll be the end of Chinese imports. But I don't really see that happening for the time being. Looking at the problems that Putin is having in Ukraine, I think the Chinese might give a second thought to going into Taiwan. There was no new news about the nuclear plant in Ukraine. Wheat was initially lower because there was no explosions. It's now 4 higher. There's something going on there that we don't know. You know, we're a dime off the lows, but I don't know that it means much right this minute. But, you know, certainly if the shooting continues around the plant and, you know, bullets or missiles go into that plant, it's not a good thing, and we certainly don't want a Chernobyl-type event there. So I think the big things for the week, you know, is anything going to happen with the plant in Ukraine? Anything with China? They've certainly stepped up their military activities. The pro-farmer tour, and then the continuing weather issues, I think, are the big things out here. Plus the recession. It's going to be hard for the grains to rally, you know, if the recession is really holding tight here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.